Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked. Welcome back to another episode of Sterling Municipal Library's podcast, where we talk to you about books we'd like to recommend.
And we have a first time ever on this show. London from Helen Hall Public Library is joining us this morning.
Hey.
Yeah, it's so exciting to have a guest from another library.
Yes, I'm excited to be here.
And he is bringing The Five Love Languages, which yes. is a very, very popular kind of relationship book.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, why don't you tell us why you picked that book and what even got you interested in it in the first place?
So first, I'll give you guys a little bit of background about myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a communications major and also a major in anthropology.
Oh,
so I'm
so
a big
cool.
people person. I want to know why it happens, how it happens, all the dynamics of it. So I was introduced to this book actually mm-hmm. by my aunt. And she was like, this helped me kind of realize how I love and how people love me. And at first, I thought she was crazy because I'm like, you got to do some soul searching, kind of figure it out and figure out what works for
mm-hmm.
you. But upon reading the book and kind of reflecting on it, I was like, this book for me is the key to unlocking all doors, because it's so many times that we want to be in love, but we don't know what love looks like,
mm-hmm.
and we don't know how to communicate it. So for me, when I got the opportunity to come and speak with you guys, shout out to Helen Hall, and Sterling Municipal for having me, but having the opportunity to kind of share my knowledge that I got by reading the book
mm-hmm.
was phenomenal. I thought this is the perfect platform to kind of talk with you guys. I know you're kind of familiar with the book too,
mm-hmm. yeah.
so kind of get your feedback and see how we love. So I'm excited.
And one thing that's really cool, it's a great book for even like within the family. It doesn't necessarily have to be a romantic relationship,
right.
just so you can understand, hey, my dad is all about words of affirmation or something like that,
right.
so that you can realize, okay, this is the best way for me to try to communicate to him that
right.
I care about him.
Right. And we miss that so many
mm-hmm.
times because, you know, we always go in society by that standard. If you love me, you would know these things. But it's not communicated
mm-hmm.
because it may be a disconnect in the way that it's communicated.
Yeah.
So it's figuring out what my love language is and how I can communicate it with you, and it helps the relationship as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought that was such a cool
yeah.
perspective, because you don't think about it like that, right?
Well, and that even reminds me of something in one of our classes that we were teaching recently. A lot of times people say, do unto others as you would have them do unto you,
mm-hmm.
but really this is more like treat others the way they want to be treated.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right. You can miss it. I mean, it's there, but it's not there.
Yeah.
Because we're taught, or in my opinion, we're taught, you know, this is what love looks like.
Yes.
Every single form of love, it looks like this, regardless if it's a relationship, a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you have to be there for me. You have to. But, you know, some people's, you know, love language could be giving gifts. Who doesn't
mm-hmm.
like a good gift every once in a while?
Yeah.
I think we all can attest to that. But that may not be the best way for me to receive the love.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that the book is great because it kind of structures it down. And also, I didn't know this, but I was looking at the library the other day. Shout out to the libraries. I read the traditional version. So the original version of this book is what
mm-hmm.
I read. However, the author did something great in that he broke it down for men and for women.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still the five love languages, but it's according to the sex of the person.
I may want to go check that out now, because it's been years since I read the original. I even think there might be one for, like, parent-child relationships,
yeah,
maybe.
It may be. But it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's
I definitely went back and took a quiz online.
I brought the quiz.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was going to shout that out, too. Find your love language, people.
Yeah, it's really important, because a lot of times, even, like you said, with platonic relationships,
mm-hmm.
you feel like they're not invested, or maybe that you're not showing them that you care because they feel unsure about your feelings,
right.
because you're trying to do it the wrong way, you
right.
know? A lot of, like, physical touch is very low down on my
too.
Scale.
It was the last one.
So,
yeah,
you know,
same here, actually.
Good job.
We're all alike.
So things like hugs and things like that are not the best way to show me that you care about me. Whereas some people, that's like the only way they know that you care.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult. But once you know, you can take that step to actively try to show them the way they need to be shown.
Right. And it's so important. And I kind of want to go through the five love languages.
Yeah,
I want to tell
definitely.
Them what it is.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And you also can check it out. If you want to find the quiz, you can Google the PDF version, five love languages,
mm-hmm.
quiz, PDF. And once you answer the questions, it kind of allows you to break into your love languages.
Mm-hmm.
But these are the five. It's words of affirmation, quality of time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch.
And let's go a little bit deeper into each one of those so everyone kind of knows what that means in a relationship. So words of affirmation would be
actions don't always speak louder than words.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to read you off the paper.
That's okay.
You know, I was going to talk about it, but why not? So basically what this means is you like compliments. Compliments mean the world to you.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody tells you something and you're distraught about it, then you're hurt about it. So you take it kind of personal, but you need words of positivity and light around you. So that's
yeah.
words of affirmation. So
mm-hmm.
just positive light, positive words, you know, those type of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you look at quality time, this love language is quality of time, meaning that, you know, I love you. You want the full undivided attention. That's the quality of time. You're not just saying I love you with words, but you're saying it with action. So you're spending that time and putting in that time with that person.
Yeah.
Which that's second, because I love a good trip.
Yeah.
I love to go out, you know, have a good time.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, I think it's something that you get older and you kind of realize that somebody spending time with you is more so in an extent than a gift, because it lasts so much longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You may not remember what your husband or your spouse or your wife bought you maybe 3 years ago, but you remember that date, your first date, you remember that first kiss, those type of things. So quality of time, you know, it's important, people. Mm-hmm. Spend the time. And then, of course, the third one is receiving gifts. And as I said, everybody likes a good gift. But, you know, it's about, it's not necessarily the material aspect of it, but you're showing me that you care about the small things. So bringing your wife flowers, or, you know, sending her a little note, or vice versa to the husband. Those type of things.
I like that one because it's not getting the gift. It's knowing that someone was thinking about you and remembered something you really liked and then went through the effort of getting it and then bringing it to you. That's the important
thing. Katie's number one is receiving gifts or giving gifts.
Leslie's number one is receiving gifts.
They like gifts, wink, wink. So the fourth one is going to be acts of service. So simple things, cleaning the house, vacuuming, dusting, those type of things. You know, just a small act of service. Even opening the door, I feel like, is a good act of service. Mm-hmm. Chivalry is not dead, okay? And the last one, which is last on all of our list, is going to be physical touch. I'm a hugger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not a public, like, displayer.
Yeah.
I always make it awkward by accident, personally.
Yeah, it's very, you know, but some people like it. Shout out to you. But a little different, but I mean, it is there. All the love languages are valid because they all apply to us. And it's not just, like you said earlier, it's not just about the relationship in one dynamic. It's all dynamics. And it's explaining and understanding that you can love or have a different love languages with different parts of your life, which is so profound. I'm still shocked. That's my aha moment.
So before we went on air, you said that words of affirmation were your was your top language. What does that look like for you?
You know, I didn't realize. I did the quiz again, like, last week because I was like, let me prepare for the interview. But I didn't do the questions. But for me, it's encouragement. I'm a strong person, and I think a lot of times we are strong and we depend on ourselves, so everybody goes to me. So for me, it's just letting me know that you're cognizant of my feelings. That means the world to me. You know, telling me, you know, good job. And I don't necessarily need, now I do love a good gift, but I don't necessarily need that all the time. But for me, it looks like support. The basis of it for me is support. Just let me know that you support my decisions, that you understand that I'm going to try to make the best decision for everybody. That's my fuel. That keeps me going all the way through. So that's what it looks like to me. Now, if you say, I had moments when I was doing the quiz and I was like, well, could it be words of affirmation? And then I kind of read and it was like, if somebody says something, it kind of throws off your balance. Because I so many times in my life, I was trying to do what's best for everybody. That if somebody tells me something like, you're selfish, I have to kind of think. And I know you shouldn't necessarily be like that, but the way my mind is set up, I'm like, let me go back and see if I really made the best decision. So it's that fuel, it's that support. That's what keeps me going.
Yeah. And can it also kind of mean in a more negative context, if people say something hurtful to you, it might sink
it
in a little
with
bit
me.
More?
Yeah. And it does. It sticks with me. It does. And that's something I've learned about myself. And the book helped with that as well. Just kind of understanding. I'm a Libra. So I'm a scale. So I like balance. So I'm always trying to see both sides, which is annoying at times. Because I'm like, man, I got to see the side, both sides of everything. But it helps me understand the different, you know, levels of when people are mad or when they're happy. Like, what's the dynamic that made you the way that you are, so to speak? And it all goes together with my degrees and everything. But it helped me to realize that you have to soul search. You have to get yourself together. And then even when somebody says something, you always have to stand by what you believe about yourself. And that's one thing that I try to have is a strong presence within myself, so to always make the right decision. But yeah, it can be trying.
Which, by the way, I'm not saying this because I know your love language, but I do love your outfit. Like, I've been admiring it this whole time. So
I got dressed up for y'all.
Oh, thank you.
I saw the socks. They're very good.
Thank you. I love a good sock.
One thing for me that I realized since gifts is my number one. I always hated those obligatory gift days, like Valentine's Day or stuff like that. Yeah. I didn't want somebody to give me a gift out of a sense of obligation.
Right.
It always meant so much more when it was just like this random surprise, and it didn't even need to have like a high dollar value.
Yeah. Right.
I actually prefer very small sentimental things or even cards more than I get gift cards from people sometimes, and I'm like, thanks, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
That's nice.
So do you guys feel like you're good gift givers because you understand
I try
the value
very
of
hard
gift?
To be.
Yes. and no. A lot of it depends on how well I know the person. Mm-hmm. But then if I know them well enough, I can come up with some pretty cool surprises
yes.
for them.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, yeah, definitely. And you just hope they like gifts as much
yeah.
as you do.
Yeah, well, and I'll think about them all the time. Like, mm-hmm. if it's somebody that I care about, so I'll randomly see these things and yeah. makes me think about them.
Yeah, see something in the store and be like, they would love it so much, I'm getting it.
Yeah, that's cool, I love that.
Mm-hmm. But is there anything else that you wanted to talk about to cover the book or the five love languages or anything else? The quiz?
I would say take the quiz.
Uh-huh.
It's a free resource online. Shout out to the free online resources these days. PDF.
That's
you
true.
Can print it off and take it. And, you know, I haven't thought about doing this, and I am going to buy everybody this book for Christmas. That's going to be my gift. I'm like, I'm buying everybody this book, and we're going to take
yeah.
the quiz.
Yeah.
Have a five love languages party. And when you find a good book, sometimes mm-hmm. you can have a party and celebrate, and that's
yeah.
what we're going to do, because it's so essential, and it touches every part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So find out your love language, and then figure out, how can I get to this point? And I liked this book because it's a connector.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can be in a relationship for a very long time, and you can be bored, you can be tired, and you feel like you're not being loved, quote unquote, because
yeah.
they're not communicating it the right way. And for
mm-hmm.
them, it could be going to work every single day and making sure that you have a roof over your head.
Yeah.
And for you, it could be just giving me a physical touch. Not for me, but for you.
Right, right.
You could just, you know, touch me, give me a kiss,
mm-hmm.
give me a hug, those type of things. So it's very beneficial to you. It's very beneficial, and it's a great resource.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even go and, you know, go one step further than me and get the specific book for the husband or the
mm-hmm.
wife, you know.
I'm going to check those out now just because I'm super
curious. I will
curious.
Say I definitely like your idea of a five love languages party. I think that would be a great idea, because it also helps you just get closer to your friends or family and your other people you're in relationships with.
And it's a good laugh, too. If anything else, you share
yeah.
that, and they're like, that's you.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I told my aunt hers was receiving gifts. I said, that is you.
She was just like, yep.
Yep. And she's like, you never lied. And I said, I haven't.
Yeah.
That was great.
That's awesome.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
Yeah, thank you. We had so much fun that I wasn't even paying attention to our time or anything, so.
Well, thank you guys so much for having me.
And stay tuned next week for more fantastic book recommendations.
Bye.
Bye.